right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
We'll do it live!
All right! It's live on the internet, 971freefm.com. Live on 971 Free FM on your car and your
home. We'll do it live!
All right, please, O'Reilly. And you can also contact us at conwayshow@gmail.com. Hey, Gina, can you come in here for a second? Little buddy. All right, Gina Grad is our screener and producer, and she's been with us for what, almost a year or so? Maybe a year and a half?
In 2 weeks, it'll be 1 year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So in 2 weeks, you'll be here for 1 year? Is that right?
I suppose so.
Wow.
I didn't really do the math.
Holy Christ almighty, maker of heaven and earth. If you'd like to see what Gina Grad is all about, you can see pictures. You can see your stand-up comedy. GinaGrad.com. GinaGrad.com.
G-I-N-A-G-R-A-D.
Yes, G-R-A-D.com. All right, now I'd like to do this on the air because I can't do it off the air
because
I'm too embarrassed. All right. No, you didn't do anything wrong,
okay.
Baby. Jesus Christ.
I'm having like
I feel like such an a-hole that whenever anyone ever comes in here, they're like, oh, what'd I do?
You've never had to do this to Gina yet.
This is scary.
Okay. All right. Gina Grad is a very funny, very efficient young lady. You're 30 years old, right?
Yeah, I kind of just turned 30.
Okay. And in the year that you've been on this station with us, I've seen no movement in your personal life to try to advance your living situation. Is that possible?
Well, it depends what way you look at it.
Okay. You live in a studio apartment that people can see if they go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And they put in Gina Grad.
Gina Grad. And then the MTV Cribs video will come up.
Right. You can see your apartment.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. But you still live in the same apartment.
Yeah.
Still paying $680 a month.
$640.
Whoa.
Oh.
What are you doing with all that extra cash? But it seems like you're not. And take this in the right way, that you're not capable of putting your life together, so I've got to do it for you.
Oh, no.
All right? Now, you are very intelligent. You're a college graduate.
Uh-huh.
Very attractive and very funny.
Thank you.
You shouldn't be living in that S-hole that you live in. Okay?
I don't have any money.
I know, but you've got to start dating the right dudes.
Oh, is that what this is about?
That's what this is all about.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to get a fourth job.
No, F the fourth jobs. But you have a job during the day. You got a job here at night.
Yeah, sometimes on the weekends.
Yeah, and you're kicking ass in your jobs. Jobs are fine. But I think you need to have the right guy in your life because you're not happy the way you put together your life.
That's true.
You come in here and used to be when you first started here, you're like, gangbusters. Hey, let's go. Everybody's this. And then you sort of settle down to this is going to be my life. I'm going to live in this asshole, driving this crappy car for the rest of my life.
You know, like the Tiburon? It's been rebuilt.
I know.
Twice.
The Tiburon is messy inside.
Not anymore.
Yeah, because a guy robbed you. That's why it's not messy anymore. Guy took all your stuff. That's how you need to clean out your apartment. A guy needs to rob you.
I really need. I'm due for a good robbing.
But you've been robbed.
Yeah.
What did they take out of your car?
They took. I don't know. I can't put this together. I don't know what they were after. They took my makeup bag. They took a leather jacket. They took some CDs. Left the camera. Left the GPS system.
What is the GPS system?
I have a Magellan.
Oh, your map deal to get around. Okay. And the camera is a nice camera?
Yeah, it's a new Elf, a Sony Elf.
And why are you leaving that stuff in your car at night?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good answer.
Okay.
All right. Now, Gina, you've got to step it up with, I think, the guys in your life.
But, Tim, it's like I've been in my 20s. It's like I'm in my 20s. I want to play around. I don't care. My friends try and set me up specifically with jobless dudes.
Right.
Because they know that's what I've been into in the past.
Right.
And I don't really know how to change that. I'm 30 now, but I'm still thinking like a 25-year-old.
Right. Well, you're 30. You're beyond 28. 28 is when you're supposed to leave trouble alone.
Oh,
is when
no.
you're supposed to leave. You know, you're supposed to have made all your great decisions by age 28.
Oh, hell.
And I read somewhere recently where the thing that separates successful people from unsuccessful people is the number 8.
Oh,
okay?
No.
People who try to become, you know, athletes and they get to a certain point in their life. Well, let's take something else because athletics is different. Let's say a professional chef. Okay? Somebody wants to be a professional chef. They know nothing about cooking. They get into a cooking class. They have a great time. They advance to the second cooking class, and then they quit. Mm-hmm. That's usually what happens. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. the same thing with lawyers, same thing with accountants. And what separates the great lawyers and the great chefs and the great accountants and the rest is after the second step, they take a third step.
Yeah.
They take a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. And the eighth step is very important in life. That's when you start to see all your dreams, you know, sort of come together.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that you've got to, you know, again, great lawyers have taken the eighth step. You
whenever
know?
Whenever I have this argument with my dad, he always goes, "Remember the guy who invented six up and quit?"
I don't know what that means, but I'll...
Seven up.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's very good. Good for Steve Grant. But anyway, so I think that you may need like the next level in dating because
I've dated more than seven dudes.
I know, but when I've seen the guys in your past or at least heard about them, and they don't seem to be a big step forward from the last guy. It seems it's
a lateral move.
Yeah, it's always like a lateral move, or maybe up, maybe a little down, maybe a little up.
Yeah.
But there's never a big move.
No,
right? And I think also, you know, people who are very successful in business, people who own like major corporations or run major corporations. For instance, I don't mean to keep using his name, but Dave Harden, who runs Covenant Mortgage, he worked in the banking business for 23 years and he kept making moves up, 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 up and up. And like with, you know, his eighth move or so, he was like president of a bank or vice president of a bank. I mean, he kept moving towards his goal.
How do you do that?
But I think you've got to make a conscious effort to keep moving in a forward direction when it comes to relationships.
But the thing is I am so terribly afraid of coming across like a gold digger to anybody that I keep like showing how not into material stuff I am by living.
Right. Living in the S hole. Right. But eventually you die in the S hole then.
Oh, God.
You know, and listen, you're here for 75 short years. You're here for only about 45 or 50 more.
Oh,
and then it's over. You know, you're one third done with your life. And you're living in an apartment that's cost you $640 a month. Granted, you have a job at CBS Radio, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think we're all very fortunate to have these jobs. But that's not going to cut it alone. I think in your personal life, you've got to move on. And maybe, just maybe, somebody is listening right now who can be that guy. I know that you think it's a long shot, and it certainly is. There's a lot of a-holes that listen to the station, but then again, there are a lot of cool guys that listen to the station.
And Tim, I'm a nice girl.
I know you are, and I will vouch for Gina Grad, and I'll tell you, I'll describe Gina Grad, not physically, because I don't think in this company you can do that to another woman without being sued.
Danny Bonaducci did.
All right, well, I'll leave Danny up to doing that. But I would consider you a very funny woman.
Thank you.
Smart. Mm-hmm. To a certain extent, except when it comes to sports.
Oh, yeah. Not my vibe.
Dumb with sports.
Yeah.
But smart, funny.
Caring.
Very caring.
Thank you.
And also, you have like a sixth sense of when to move on.
Huh.
You know, I mean, you understand body language.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not annoying.
Yeah.
There are certain people who work at the station who don't understand body language, and they're annoying as F.
Sure.
And that, no, that's not one of them.
Sure.
Sammy is not one of them. But I think you know your space.
Thank you.
And that's very important in a relationship, is you know your space. You know your boundaries.
My monitor's on.
Yeah. I don't think you're very clingy.
No. I mean... You know,
I also think you're very independent.
Yeah, I'm pretty independent.
And you have a great sense of humor.
Thank you.
Which I already wrote down funny. But you also have the ability to laugh, and you have enthusiasm in life.
Yeah.
And that's what guys are like looking for. They're looking for something like this. Plus, you can go see what she looks like on GinaGrad.com. I'm not going to sit here and describe you, you know, physically, but GinaGrad.com. Now, what are you looking for in a guy? And be very detailed. because this is not going to be the last time we do this.
Do you know the only improvements I have in my life start in this chair, in this situation right here? Because nobody else.
All right. Let's rattle through this. What are you looking for in a guy?
Physically, I'm into tall guys. I'm
okay,
not going to lie.
Tall dudes.
Let's say over 6 feet.
Okay, over 6 feet. Okay.
And I've noticed it. Basically, every guy I date has broad shoulders, but is a thin guy. So just take that for what it's worth.
Okay.
But
let's talk about the qualities.
Oh.
in
I like shoulders.
Yeah, shoulders is going to keep you in downtown Los Angeles.
Okay,
Mr. Shoulders. All right. What about?
I know people say this and they don't mean it, but you know me. I need to laugh.
Okay.
Got to have a sarcastic sense of humor.
Perfect. Okay.
But no one to not be an a-hole. You know, someone who is really sarcastic who doesn't go for the jugular. You know, just to do it.
Right.
So a nice guy with a good sense of humor.
Okay. Now, what about money-wise? How much money should this guy be earning?
Well, you tell me.
And you're 30. You're not 20 anymore. All right?
What's good? Like,
I think the guy
60,000?
Should be... No, I think the guy should be well into the six figures.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 200 plus.
Oh.
At least 200 plus.
Okay.
I would say maybe even 350 or 400.
Oh.
All right?
Okay.
And but that's not the only reason you guys are together. But you need to have a guy in your life who also has drive and who has goals.
Yeah.
And then you can share them with that dude.
Yes,
and get going.
And you know what else is really
important
to me?
You don't have to take care of some, you know, another guy you got to take care of.
You know what else is super important to me? Someone I can, like, someone who wants to be involved in my life. Because I compartmentalize a lot. I will shut you out. You'll never meet anybody that I know. It's just, it's an inherent thing. So if you're like, no, let's go out to dinner with your friends. Let's go meet your dad.
That might be tough.
Yeah. But I'm so good at being like, why don't you stay here? I'll be back in about 4 hours.
Right.
That if somebody was like, no, come with me.
And you don't clock guys.
No, I don't care.
If a guy says, I'll be home at 11, he gets home at 12, you're like, who cares?
That just means I got to watch Will and Grace without attitude coming behind me.
All right. If you're looking for a chick like Gina Grad, and here specifically Gina Grad, she needs to improve her life. And God only knows how long these radio jobs last.
Yeah.
You know, they're very inconsistent. The people who work here at the station will tell you, these are the good old days.
Yeah.
And, you know, tomorrow, you know, we might be out on the street. Might happen a month, might happen in 2 months, might happen in 10 years. Nobody knows. So you have to use this to reach as many people as possible. And obviously you're not doing a great job in accepting advice from your friends or, you know, dates from your friends because they want to hook you up with guys with no job.
Yeah.
They think that's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's not cute anymore.
Oh.
All right. Here are the phone numbers. If you think you are the guy for Gina Grad, all right? I know she's completely embarrassed by this. She's going to take a lot of flack from her friends by it.
But I'm open to it.
But it's like a move that has to be made. And we have a ton of listeners. And a lot of these listeners have the ability to fill all of these criteria that Gina Grad is looking for. She's looking for a guy with a great sense of humor, preferably tall. Mm-hmm. She's not going to date a guy who's 5'2", all right? Broad shoulders, he loves to laugh, and he has to be involved in her life. Plus, he's got to make, I'm going to put a number down here, and it's got to be north of that because she's 30 and she has no time for guys who are earning $18,000 a year. I apologize to you guys earning 18, but she's not into it anymore. All right. She says she might be into it. She ain't. $300,000 or more.
Damn.
Is minimum. All right.
Can I add one thing?
Yes.
I don't really drink, but I like a guy who drinks.
You do.
I don't like some stick in the mud. Oh, I don't smoke. I don't drink. Smoke, drink, have a good time.
Enjoy
yourself. Don't get too crazy, but let's have a good time.
Right. Knock yourself out. Okay. So you like a guy who does drink.
Who handles himself when he's drinking.
Okay. You know? And smoking.
Yeah. Why not?
About weed?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care.
Okay. So you can drink, smoke cigarettes, smoke weed.
You can basically do anything in front of me but mainline something into your veins, and I'm not going to judge you.
Okay.
Have I said too much?
All right. No mainliners. So you guys earning 300,000 plus mainliners, take a powder. All right. Here are the phone numbers. All right. And again, I'm going to be a heavy part of sifting through these calls. So don't think you can BS me and flatter Gina with that $18,000 a year job of yours. All right? It's over. 520-9710. That's our main number. Again, if you're earning $300,000 plus a year, you can drink, smoke cigarettes, smoke weed in front of her. She doesn't care. She's very funny. She's looking for a guy to get involved with her life. She loves to laugh. She likes to make people laugh. She's looking for a guy who's 6 feet plus, who has broad shoulders. That's not terribly important. All right.
I like PDA too. You can like touch me in public.
Okay. All right. You can touch Gina
most,
in public.
Yeah,
God only knows where, but you can. All right. Here are the phone numbers. But don't BS me with these $20,000 a year jobs. It's not going to happen. We'll set you up with other chicks. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And you can go see Gina Grad at her website, GINAGRAD.com. Now, if you're too embarrassed to call, email us, and we'll do it behind the scenes. But Gina Grad needs to step up here, and the clock is ticking. She's 30 years old, and she needs a dude who is successful in life because she is successful. All right? She's proven that she can become successful. Now she needs you to become successful, and she's not going to walk through a guy who's going to law school and working his way up and living at his mom's house and trying to make it. She has no time and no patience to deal with a guy who's on the up and up. Guy has to be there already, all right? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Gina Grad is available for the right man. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Side of Gina's head.
Gina, 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 Gina.
I've never seen anything more elegant than the neck that holds Gina's head up. I've never felt anything more elegant than the neck that holds Gina's head up.
Gina, 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 Gina.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad is with us, and we're trying to improve her life a little bit here, one inch at a time. You got to take baby steps first.
Yep.
And she is available. I don't know how many guys you're currently dating,
you
but
know.
I don't see the right one around you. You know? At least not yet. At least you haven't brought him around.
No, certainly haven't done that.
Yeah. But she lives in an apartment downtown Los Angeles where she pays $640 a month.
And I just got my car busted into.
Yeah. And if you want to see the apartment, go to Gina Grad on YouTube and put in, Cribs or MTV Cribs. All right. Now focus, Grad. Come on, please. All right. Let's talk to a Joe in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
All right. You seem like a sensible dude. How old are you?
36.
36 years old. What do you do for a living?
I'm a loan consultant.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean?
It means I work for a national lender, and any small businesses around the country looking for business loans, I consult them and see if I can get them qualified and get them their loans so they could improve their business and stimulate this economy.
Right.
Living.
So you're a commercial lender?
More or less, yeah.
Okay. All right. How long have you been doing this?
3 years.
And how tall are you?
Well, there she's got me because I'm only 5'10".
That's okay. Right. That can be cute.
Nah, she can overlook that.
Yeah.
Can you wear heels?
I do every day.
Oh, okay. All right. And you have ambitions in life, like personal? You want to get married? You want to have kids?
Right person, sure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Now, have you been listening to Gina over the last couple of months, 12 months or so?
I got to admit, no, I haven't.
Okay.
And I'm surprised I got through so easily. I didn't get a chance to see what she looks like, but that kind of shocked me.
Yeah. Well, it's July 3rd.
And, Tim already said only call if you make $300K or more, so that limits our pool.
Yeah, no, we've already sifted through the guys that are making $8,000 a year.
Okay.
Now, what are you making a year?
Well, it depends on the year. It's kind of a salary commission type of thing. But
But you're doing okay.
Ooh, that's risky, though, right?
All right. Are you north of 300?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, where do you live?
Santa Monica.
You own an apartment?
No, I don't own. I'm basically, I moved out here from Chicago when I came initially, so I'm basically renting a condo.
Joe, okay. Do you have roommates?
I do not have
one. Oh, thank God. Thank you, God.
What do you drive around in?
I drive around in a Lexus.
Oh.
All right. And what do you look like? Give me a description. Gina, a description. I don't care.
Here's what I look like, and I do not think this is a compliment, even though most women probably will. I've been told I look like Ben Affleck. I'm not a big fan of his.
I hear you in not being a big fan, but he's cute.
I think he has halitosis. That's my problem with him.
I've never heard that.
So you're all right.
All right. All right. So you're working your ass off, though. You're working long hours?
Yeah, but, you know, pays the bills.
All right. And who's your favorite comic?
Oh, it's a good question. Well, I got to give,
Dane Cook. Well,
Carlin is in the news. He was great. I'm more old school. Cosby back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Carlin, I don't really follow it these days, to be honest with you.
All right. And are you able to, like, you know, look at a situation and, you know, make fun of it or at least make people laugh?
Every chance I get, yeah.
Right. Oh, I like him.
All right. And, Joe, what's your religious background?
Born and raised Catholic, but I'm...
Catholic. All right. Well, Gina, what do you think? Oh, there he goes.
Oh.
All right. Can you overlook the Catholicism?
Yeah.
Angle?
I wonder if he would. I mean, I don't care, but
I got through it.
You don't have to convert or anything, but would you, like, make the best of a Passover Seder?
I'm not sure what the best of that would become.
Just
but
go
I could try.
And not be a jerk about it.
Right. Now, right. I've been to one, actually,
oh,
before.
Sweet.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on one sec, Joe. I like you, dude.
Me
I
too.
Think you're a decent man.
All right.
All right. Hold on one sec. We'll get some information from you. And Randy Wang will do a background check on these guys. Make sure they have no criminal past. All right. You know, let's have like two or three of them come in next week to meet Gina Grad here. And we'll tell Gina the day before so she doesn't wear that schmuck that she comes
what?
In with. That brown schmuck, that thing.
Oh,
that,
I love that. You don't want me to wear
get
that?
Get out of here. These guys want to see that.
All right.
They want to see something tight, something that, you know, that you know, when you go to buy meat at Gelson's, it's cellophane over the meat.
Hey, Tim, I'll put on my webcast outfit. How about that?
Okay. All right. Gina Grad's looking for a real decent guy. Colin in Riverside, I think, is the man. Colin, you're on 97.1. How are you?
What's up? Yes, I am a decent guy. Gina, it's your lucky day because, okay, I have a stable source of income.
Are you a carnival barker?
Am I what now?
Never mind. Go ahead.
I don't even know what you just said.
It's okay. Go ahead.
But I'm on SSI. I get disability. It's $941 a month.
Ooh.
Since we've lowered the bar from $300,000 to $8,000, that's good because I actually get a little more than that.
Wow. And, what's your disability?
Actually, no joke, it was actually mental problems, but I have, like, psychological disorders,
Gina's starting to touch her breasts. She's getting all hot for this.
Well, that's not the end of it. Okay, see, I'm the kind of guy that can really make you feel needed, because I'm pretty dependent, but also I can take charge of the relationship, so basically you're going to be working and taking care of me, but I'm still going to run things.
For that $8,000 a year, huh?
And, let's see, I'm 6 feet tall, I'm
right.
down to...
What was the mental problem? Was depression a big one?
Oh, yeah, I've had a lot of that.
Is your real name Dimitri?
Dimitri?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
Well, if I'm not listening to the station enough, I didn't get that joke.
That's okay.
But,
it's okay.
Let's examine your mental problems a little more.
Go for it.
All right. Depression is a big one. What else you got working?
A lot of addiction, a lot of alcoholism, drug abuse, self-mutilation. The scar on my forearm is really cool, though. You wouldn't think I'd put it there. It actually looks like it happened in a bar fight or something.
How long you been into cutting?
Since my early 20s.
All right, and you're 30 what?
I'm 28 now.
Oh, you're 28. You're fine. You've only been cutting for about 5 years.
You know, honestly, I didn't start cutting in my 20s. I got back into it then. The first time is when I was 14.
Right.
I actually did that when I was 14 because I saw an Interview with the Vampire. And I wanted to do a Noah Blood Taste like, so I cut my own arm. And that was how I first got into it.
You know what's sick, Tim? This is the kind of guy that if you weren't around, I might be into him.
But it sounds like this is the kind of guy who you know all the problems are going on, but you're like, Joe who? You forgot the last caller.
You
you're into
what?
This dude.
It's called miserable familiarity. I know how to deal with Colin.
Hey, I'm honest. I mean, right. Most guys will lie to you. What you see is what you get.
Yeah,
with
baby.
Me.
Hey, Colin, can you move around?
Yeah, for less weight. I'm down from 390 to 320. So actually, I can move a little better.
All right, you're breezing, man. All right, we're going to give you something here, dude. We're going to give you a family four-pack of tickets to Knott's Berry Farm.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. I'll be there broadcasting live on July 18th, but feel no obligation to drop by on that day.
Okay.
All right. Show up to Knott's after 4 p.m., and your tickets are half price. Enjoy those tickets whenever you like.
Can I still get the tickets if I make a confession?
Sure.
See, I've only been pretending to be into Gina Grad because it's such an honor to talk to an icon like you.
Wow.
Sweet guy. He knows how to get to my heart.
We may or may not be there on the 18th, so okay. Feel no obligation to buzz by. All right, buddy, you're a stud.
Peace out.
All right, there he goes. Colin, everybody.
That's a rough 28, too, the sound of that voice. He's lived a hard life.
But you know what? I like that dude. I like that guy's got the sense of humor, man.
Eh.
Brandon in Orange, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You're on with Gina Grad.
Well, hi, Gina.
Hi, Brandon.
How are you?
I'm really awesome. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Fantastic.
Can you tell us about yourself?
Sure. What do you want to know?
What do you do?
I'm a project superintendent for a construction company.
I don't know what that means.
Either, but it sounds like you're making money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I make $300,000 a year. It might take me a couple of years to get there, but yeah, I make $300,000.
Right.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Ooh.
How tall are you?
6'6".
Oh.
Wow, here we go. All right, and you looking to get married and have kids?
Sure, yeah. If it fits with a woman, it fits with me, sure.
But you're not, like, looking for a baby machine, right?
No. I don't want, like, 12 kids and three wives. I'm not Mormon.
What's your religious background?
I would say Christian. I'm not really heavy into religion, but I went to church when I was a kid. So, you know, just the normal Christian
religion. Would your mom kill herself if you end up marrying a Jewish chick?
No, never.
All right.
Would you go to a Passover Seder?
When I found out the definition of that, sure I would.
Oh, that's sweet. Holiday. You know.
Would you sing along with the cantor at temple?
Hey, if it made Gina happy, I would do anything.
Could she teach you right now Havana Gila?
All right,
ready? Hold on, Brandon. This is for you. Brandon's going to be so hot after this.
You're going to go crazy here.
Here we go. Hava Nagila Hava Nagila Hava Nagila Veyes Nehav Hava Neranena Hava Neranena Hava Neranena Veyes Nehav. He wasn't feeling it.
Where'd he go?
It's a really festive religion.
Yeah, where'd he go? All right, Gina Grad is... that's disappointing. Oh. All right, Gina Grad is with us. She is a single woman looking for a guy who is doing well in life because she's doing well in life. And she doesn't need any of you clowns that are making, $8,000 a year. She needs to step it up. And if you are looking for a hot chick who has a sense of humor, who you can actually see her photographs and see her stand-up routine on her website, ginagrad.com. That's GINAGRAD.com. And if you're earning decent money, you're looking for a decent chick in life, don't BS us here, because if you F over Gina, we'll talk about what an a-hole you are on the air. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad is here, single and looking for a hot guy who's successful. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Turn back time. If I could find a way, I'd take back going home with that jackass on Friday. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. I was drunk and I thought you were cute. Now I'm at the free clinic, wish I'd been more astute. I didn't really mean to bang you. It's just what happens with 10 beers. It's just 'cause I was drunk. But baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find
leave the bar without contracting Hep C, and you'd stay.
When I'm kicking it and I got that sore, that's really only one cure for sure. We ain't living in a herpes-free world. We ain't living in a herpes-free world. When I'm hanging.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. I am going to take charge here and put Gina Grad into somebody's house for her because she can't seem to do it herself. She only dates guys who are on the up and up or coming up, you know, earning $18,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year. And she, consequently, she lives in an S-hole downtown Los Angeles in a one-bedroom apartment paying $640 a month. Steven Burbank, can you save this woman? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how are you?
All right. What do you do for a living?
I'm a cam operator for the movie industry.
All right, you do very well. That's a terrific job. And,
yeah,
there's only a handful. There's about 20 of you in town that are good at what you do.
Exactly.
It's a nice union job too, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
these guys are above the union.
Yeah, the best benefits pretty much that you can get right now, and
right,
you know, make a lot of money and enjoy what you're doing.
Exactly. These guys are very talented, very creative. And how old are you?
34.
Okay. Now, are you running through a market at the time?
No, my battery's dying, so I ran into charges so I don't lose you.
Ah, okay. All right, now, Steve, tell Gina a little bit about yourself, about your background.
Well, I'm religious background. I was brought up semi-Jewish until my grandparents, they passed away, so we, you know, stopped doing the Passover
and
everything.
Stop that nonsense.
Right.
Exactly. I was a kid, but, you know.
It was just like a sham and a show for them.
Exactly. Yeah, it was just, you know, hide the matzah and have fun.
Hey, Steve, are you from L.A.?
Yeah, I was born and raised.
Oh, but you're still a good guy, right?
You know what? Let me explain people. The people that aren't from L.A. that live here, they're the ones that act.
There goes Grandma.
They're the ones that act all weird. The people that are from here, I think, are the more real people.
I
you
think
know
you're
what,
exactly
Steve?
Right, dude.
I absolutely agree with you.
They watch 90210, and they think they should act all prissy, and the actors, and we see them all the time. The background girls that think they're all, you know,
I
everything.
I couldn't agree
now,
more.
Now, where were you born and raised?
Here.
In the Valley.
Whereabouts?
Northridge and then Burbank. I bought a house in Burbank.
You bought a house, Tim?
Right. Yes, he has his own house.
I have three houses.
All right. Now, Steve, are you looking to get married and have kids?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. It's a timing thing with the right girl, certainly. Right.
Have you been listening to the show long enough to know what Gina Grad's all about?
You know what? I haven't, but, you know, you can kind of tell someone's personality pretty quick.
And what do you think? Have you looked up her website?
No, I like
he's just going on your suggestion.
Go to ginagrad.com.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Yeah, she's a real catch. But, you know, you got a crappy phone. Hold on 1 second.
I like Steve.
Yeah, get that guy's phone number. And everybody who is on hold right now, if we don't get to you, we'll get your phone number. We're going to have about 3 or 4 guys in next week to meet Gina Grad.
Or email.
And we'll do a little speed dating.
Yeah. Or email ConwayShow.
Yeah.
At gmail.com.
Yes. Email us, ConwayShow@gmail.com. And the next couple weeks, we're going to have about 4 or 5 guys in the studio. And we're going to speed date with Gina Grad. And we'll do it live on the air. Are we going to tape it or are we going to do it
webcast?
Live? Are we going to tape it or are we going to do it live?
We'll do it live!
Okay.
God.
You got me screening calls, you got me getting phone numbers, then you want me to do it live!
We'll do it live! All right, we are going to do it live, though. That guy
we'll do it
like,
live!
I like that dude in person.
I like him, too.
All right, maybe that guy can be your dude.
People, when you're emailing, send a picture. For God's sake, you know what I look like.
Yes.
Let's just make it even for everybody.
Yeah. Corey and San Dimas, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Good, how are you?
All right, what are you earning a year?
You know what? Probably about 30 to 40. It's tough to say, man.
30 to 40? All right. Tim in Laguna Beach, you're on 97.1.
That's Tom, dear. Hello, Gina.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Tom, can we go to your house in Santa Barbara County?
No, dear. Oh. I don't bring bitches back to my house.
You know what? You're absolutely right. He's absolutely right.
Alan in West Hills, you're on 97.1. How old are you?
I'm 49.
Oh.
49.
Well,
what do you think?
You never know it. I'm really immature.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. All right. And what do you do for a living?
I work in the children's entertainment. I produce cartoons and do licensing and merchandising.
Hey, which cartoons?
A show called Robotech.
All right.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah?
Do you know that it's my lifelong dream to voice a character on a children's cartoon?
I know that you do voiceovers.
Yeah.
I just hired a bunch of people for voiceovers. A little late for this one, but...
Her second life dream is to have sex every night with an animator.
Well, I'm not an animator, but I hire them.
Ah. All right,
Alan,
well.
Let's chit-chat.
All right, you're 49 years old. You've been
That's
married?
Okay.
Unfortunately, yes.
And you got a kid?
I've got two little boys that are wonderful.
How old
are they?
They're 9 and 11.
They're not looking for like another mommy, though, right? Because I don't know if I'm...
No, they're not looking for another mommy.
Here's the thing. I was a camp
counselor. By the way, it's sort of presumptuous for her to ask that. They're not going to get one. I'd like to defend the kids here.
Well, unfortunately, they've got one. It's not a very good one, but they've got one.
You know what, though, Alan? I'm super cool, and I'm known as like the best like surrogate aunt ever, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with kids.
I'm looking for somebody like you, somebody to bring me out of my shell. I need somebody that's an outgoing girl like you.
All right, dude. You are the best, Alan. Hold on one sec. We're going to get your phone number as well, and we're going to get 4 or 5 of these guys in the next couple weeks and do a little speed dating with Gina Grad. And this is the beginning of the end of Gina Grad's life in poverty. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad's here live on 97.1 Forever.
I see you, and I want to unwrap gifts from you.
Stephanie, you're on the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
On Moon Time, we're going to...
Hey.
Hi. Do you know if Frosty, Huddy, and Frank are doing their show right now?
Back up.
Let me look in their studio. No, they're not.
Oh.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
How old are you? Stephanie, how old are you?
10.
10, okay. And are you a big fan of Frosty, Heidi, and Frank?
I've actually never heard their show. What is it about?
Sing it, bitch!
Whoa, that's Frank, man. Their show is, they do a lot of topics. It's a very funny show. The two guys, Frosty and Frank, are from Indiana. And so is Heidi. And they used to be Frosty, Frank, and Jamie Frosty and Frank. And they were at Star 98.7. And then something happened there, Stephanie, and I'm not sure what happened. But they left Star 98.7, and Heidi used to do the traffic over there for them. And then all three of them came over to this station, and they've been a huge success here since they've been.
Lesbians.
Because I called 1-8-5-2-0-9-7-1-0,
and they didn't answer, huh?
No, she just directed me to you.
Really?
And where do you live?
Worldwide.
All right, you've never heard their show, but you're calling them?
Well, I just wanted to, kind of be on their show.
Is your house being robbed right now?
No.
Say hamburger if it is.
No, it's not.
Do you need help?
We live in a pretty safe neighborhood.
You need help?
No. I'm just saying.
Say the pen's blue if you need help.
Wait, what?
You need any help?
No, I mean, I was just calling to... Okay.
Oh, my God.
Frosty,
Heidi, and Frank.
Yeah, do they put people live on air?
Yes, but you got to hold on. You want me to put you on hold? Can you hold on till Monday at 10 a.m.? No?
Do they do weekends?
No.
What the hell?
Monday at 10 a.m. You want to hold until then? You'll be first up.
Monday, 10 a.m.
It's not a long wait. What, it's Thursday at 8?
Thursday at 8.
Get some coffee in you. All right, hold on one sec, okay?
All right.
All right, there she goes. Oh, that poor girl.
Now I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
You never know. She could have been in trouble, guys.